Good evening. This is Akash Vani. This is Shobhasachi Bhattacharya with regional news. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will share his thoughts with the people of the country and abroad in the Mann Ki Baat program on Akashvani tomorrow at 11 a.m. It will be the 129th episode of the monthly radio program. The program will be broadcast across the entire Akashvani Doordarshan network, the AIR news website and the News on AIR mobile app. It will also be live-streamed on the YouTube channels of AIR News, DD News, the PMO and the Ministry of Information and Broadcasting. Akashvani will broadcast the program in regional languages immediately after the Hindi broadcast. Arunachal Pradesh Chief Minister Pema Khandu called on Vice President C.P. Radhakrishnan in New Delhi yesterday, sharing the news. In a social media post, Mr. Khandu said that on behalf of the people of Arunachal Pradesh, he extended heartfelt congratulations and best wishes to Mr. Radhakrishnan on assuming the High Constitutional Office. Sim Khandu also invited the Vice President to visit Arunachal Pradesh and experience the rich culture, natural beauty and warm hospitality of the state's people. Deputy Chief Minister Chona Main expressed appreciation to the dedication of Madang Rangmo and Raniang Rangmo from Sepa East Kameng District, who continue the age-old craft of making bangles from old coins, preserving tradition passed down through generations. In a social media post, Mr. Main said that such indigenous crafts are symbols of love, identity and community values, and supporting Arunachal's artisans not only safeguards cultural roots but also strengthens local livelihoods, ensuring these timeless traditions continue to inspire future generations. The Indigenous Youth Federation of Arunachal, All Papumpare Indigenous Youth Organization and All Nishi Youth Organization held a mass torch rally today from Akashdeep to the tennis court Itanagar, demanding the deportation of alleged illegal Bangladeshi immigrants and the removal of unauthorized religious structures. Arunachal Pradesh earned the National Excellency Award 2024-25 for achieving 100% voluntary blood donation at the National Conclave on Blood Transfusion Services and Voluntary Blood Donation organized by the Government of India in Noida under the theme Celebration of Life 2025. This milestone highlighted the state's exceptional commitment to saving lives, placing it among India's leading regions in blood donation efforts. Social activist Ramesh J.K., chairman of the Arunachal Life Saving Foundation, a key figure in this achievement, received the award on behalf of the state. The first ever Doni Polo Cultural and Charitable Trust, DPCCT, annual Gurukul meet was organized today at Itanagar. The two-day meet brought together students, mentors and well-wishers from all Gurukuls. Students participated in competitions such as sports, literature, traditional chanting, yoga and other activities. DPCCT is currently running 4 residential Gurukuls and has 424 students. These Gurukuls provide quality NCERT-based education while nurturing the traditional knowledge, cultural values and spiritual practices of the Tani tribes. Young innovators from the Northeast are gearing up for the Northeast Students Program for awareness, reach and knowledge on space, AnySparks Batch 8 for hands-on learning, discovery and inspiration at Indian Space Research Organization, ISRO, Bengaluru on 29th and 30th December. AnySparks offers students from Northeast region an opportunity to witness cutting-edge technologies, interact with eminent scientists and engineers, and gain insights into ISRO's mission to explore the unknown, enabling them to envision a future in science, technology, engineering, and mathematics, STEM. Doimukh MLA Navam Vivek had a local area development committee meeting yesterday at Pare Power Station with officials and community representatives to review and strengthen the implementation of local area development fund works under Pare Hydropower Station, Northeastern Electric Power Corporation Limited, NIMCO. He said that collective planning and coordinated execution remain key to ensuring that development initiatives truly benefit the people at the grassroots level. The Ingering Memorial Wildlife Sanctuary, Pasighat, East Siang District, in collaboration with Ashoka Trust for Research in Ecology and the Environment, conducted a training workshop for 35 frontline forest staff. The program enhanced scientific field data collection skills to support long-term wildlife and habitat conservation. That's all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.